A new animal shelter will soon be built in Oklahoma City. The Osage Nation celebrated a major milestone and grant opportunities for projects that improve health and well-being. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma City Council has approved final plans for a new animal shelter as part of MAPS 4. The nearly 70,000 square foot shelter will replace and be built on the site of the current property at Southeast 29th Street. Officials say the new $42 million shelter will offer more capacity and include features to reduce stress for animals and improve hygiene. Construction is set to begin early next year. The Oklahoma Supreme Court will be down one justice when it hears a case challenging State Superintendent Ryan Walter's mandate to put a Bible in public school classrooms. Grayson Wheeler has details.
More than 30 parents, teachers, and faith leaders filed a lawsuit last month asking the Oklahoma Supreme Court to stop Walters from requiring Oklahoma teachers to instruct from the Bible. Justice Dana Keene has recused herself from the case, citing a rule in the Oklahoma Code of Judicial Conduct that prohibits the appearance of impropriety. Her filing says she must recuse due to the involvement of the Board of Education's legal representation. Keene did not offer additional details, but this rule is generally used to prevent conflicts of interest or the appearance of bias. Three attorneys from the Tulsa firm representing the Board of Education filed notices they'd be appearing before the court. One of them, David J. Anderson, lists a three-month clerkship under Keene in 2022 on his LinkedIn profile. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Osage Nation has made the second-largest fee-to-trust acquisition in U.S. history. Sarah Lisi reports moving more than 40,000 acres of land into a federal trust can be a lengthy process to strengthen tribal sovereignty.
Members of the Osage Nation and Bureau of Indian Affairs representatives witnessed a historic moment.
So congratulations. You are own 43,000 acres, all 42,000 some, of federal trust land, and it's owned by all of you.
The land signed into trust will enable the tribe to have concurrent jurisdiction. It also means the state will have less control over the tribe's business affairs. Jeffrey Standing Bear is the principal chief of the Osage Nation. He says the fee to trust acquisition
is a guarantee that this property is going to stay with us.
Standing Bear also notes multiple ecotourism and historical education projects are underway at Osage Nation Ranch. This includes expanding the cattle, bison herd, and meat processing plant. In Pawhuska, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The Oklahoma Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust is opening two grant opportunities to fund community health projects. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports groups have until February 12th to apply.
The grant opportunities are open to nonprofits, public agencies, tribal nations, and schools in Oklahoma. The first is a built environment grant, which offers funding to make public spaces safer and more fit for physical activity and active lifestyles. The second is a discovery grant, which can be used to improve children's health, general health, and senior wellness, or to prevent tobacco use. Up to $2 million is available for discovery grants and $1 million for built environment grants. The trust says it hopes to help entities create projects that encourage lasting health improvements. The application portal opens on December 3rd. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.